You're listening to SBS News.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has made a surprise visit to Mariupol, his first trip to the Russian-occupied territories of Ukraine's Donbass region since the start of the war. President Putin first traveled to Crimea in an unannounced visit to mark the 9th anniversary of Russia's annexation of the peninsula from Ukraine. The visit comes just days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for the Russian leader. Mark Voyager is director of the Master's Program in Global Management and associate professor at the American University in Kyiv. He says this is a strategic move on President Putin's part.
Well, we got to admit that Putin is really the master of strategic surprises, especially when it comes to the information space. By his appearance, first in Crimea and now in Mariupol, he is trying to send two important messages, both to the West as well as to his domestic audiences. To the West, the message is one of defiance, you know, especially you know, with this visit coming on the wings of the ICC decision ruling in The Hague. Pretty much, he's showing that he's unapologetic, and he, you know, effectively, he wants to show that he's above those legal developments, and also to his people, he's showing that he's in control.
Serbia's President Aleksandar Vučić says issuing an international arrest warrant for Mr. Putin will have negative consequences and will only prolong the war in Ukraine.
Odluka koja će imati da ne ulazim.
I think that that decision on issuing an arrest warrant for Putin, not to go into legal matters, will have bad political consequences. It will have bad consequences in people's lives, and it says that there is a great reluctance to talk about peace and to talk about truce, even about saving people's lives. My question is now that you have accused him of the biggest war crimes, who are you going to talk to now? Or maybe you are not going to talk or have a truce, but you are all waiting for defeat. How long do we have to wait? How many years? Do you really think that it is possible to defeat Russia in a month, 3 months, or a year?
Asked if Mr. Putin would be arrested if he arrived in Serbia, Mr. Vučić replied,
regarding the arrest, it is a pointless question because it is clear that as long as the conflict in Ukraine continues, Putin has no way to reach Serbia.
Although Serbia is seeking European Union membership, it has maintained close ties to Russia and is the only European state that has refused to join international sanctions against Moscow. Meanwhile, China's President Xi Jinping is heading to Russia to visit with his closest ally, President Putin. The White House's National Security Council spokesman, John Kirby, says it would be unacceptable if China were to position itself as a peacemaker in the war in Ukraine.
If coming out of this meeting, there's some sort of call for a ceasefire, well, that's just going to be unacceptable because all that's going to do, Mike, is ratify Russia's conquest to date. All that's going to do is give Mr. Putin more time to refit, retrain, reman, and try to plan for renewed offensives at a time of his choosing. We hope, and we've said this before, that President Xi will call and talk to President Zelensky because we believe the Chinese need to get the Ukrainian perspective.
He says the United States and its Western allies are deeply skeptical of China's motives, noting the Chinese government has refused to condemn Russia and has provided it with an economic lifeline as other countries sanction the country and key figures.
There's no question that both China and Russia, and this is right out in the national security strategy, are two countries that are chafing against this international rules-based order that the United States and so many of our allies and partners have built up since the end of World War II. They don't like that. They'd like to rewrite the rules of the game globally, and they have been increasing their cooperation and their relationship, certainly of late.
While China's government has called for calm since the invasion, it has largely reflected the Russian government position that NATO threatened Russia with its eastward expansion, and Ukraine's Western allies have escalated the conflict by supplying tanks and missiles. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky has thanked those working daily to clear mines and unexploded ordnance.
Хочемо окремо відзначити наших людей, I would like to praise our people who are clearing Russian mines and unexploded ordnance left by the occupier. This is a daily painstaking and very dangerous job. Since the beginning of the full-scale war, our pyrotechnics and explosive specialists have already inspected more than 100,000 hectares of territory. Over 40,000 enemy shells have been neutralized. More than 20,000 explosive items have already been removed.
And Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Ukrainian officials have announced an extension to the unprecedented deal that allows grain to flow from Ukraine to countries in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia.
The grain corridor agreement, which was the most important issue of reconciliation after the war started, together with the prisoner exchange of Russia and Ukraine, was ending as of today. As a result of our negotiations with both parties, we extended the agreement period.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.